All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 20th day of June, 2017. I also like to remind you each and every week, I also write a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, which has as its main focus, especially these days, the junior gold exploration sector. And you can go to miningstocks.com to sign up for my letter. We also like to encourage you to consider subscribing to Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? Go to chenpicks.com. Chen focuses on the precious metals. Yes, he does some of that, but he also pays a lot of attention to biotechs, where he's made a lot of money, and the energy sector as well. I do want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the most popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. And I'd like to also encourage you to continue sending along your comments to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors for making the show economically viable. Today, our sponsors are Dynacert, Inc., Trimetals Mining, Telson Resources, Klondike Gold, RN Resources, Novo Resources, Genesis Metals Corp., and GMV Minerals Corp. And I want to thank, I want to welcome actually this week, New Range Gold Corp. They're a new sponsor to this show. Just yesterday, they put out some remarkably high-grade assay news from their Pamlico property located in Nevada's Walker Lane Trend. The headline number was 6.1 meters of 98 grams per ton gold. But this was just one of many high-grade assays reported in their first 10 drill holes drilled in the first phase of their drill program. The stock shot up 40% yesterday to close in U.S. At around 44 cents. And this is still a very low cap stock. One, I think, has a tremendous amount of upside potential, and I would love to have had Robert Carrington on with us today, but there just wasn't time to get him on. So what I've done is I've provided an interview with Robert Carrington, which you can listen to at jtaylormedia.com, jtaylormedia.com. It will be there available to you to listen to. Go to jtaylormedia.com, click on the podcast page, and you can listen to the interview with Robert Carrington. I think it's if you are interested in exploration stocks, then I think you're not going to want to miss what he has to say about this Nevada project. The big winner among our sponsors today is Klondike Gold, which just prior to showtime was up over 21% today to approximately 23 cents on some exciting news that was put out earlier by the company. And just a little snippet of that, let me read for you a piece from the press release. Quote, visible gold is identified in each of the first four 2017 drill holes at the Lone Star target that have been logged in detail. A total of 13 holes drilled so far have intersected the prospective target horizon adjacent to the newly recognized Bonanza Fault. At the Lone Star target, gold occurs within a recently defined laminated schist field unit that is prospective gold mineralization target horizon. This unit is associated with a major second-order high-angle fault termed the Bonanza Fault, which is a variably silicified carbonate-altered mineralized zone with pyrite. Recent mapping and geophysical surveys indicate a 7.5-kilometer potential strike length. the newly recognized Bonanza Fault is interpreted to be a significant locus of orogenic gold mineralization, end of quote. Well, now, if that sounds like a lot of technical stuff, it is indeed, but I can tell you to pay attention to the assays that come out in the near future. If these are really good and there is continuity along a 7.5 kilometer strike length, we could be on to, I think that Klondike could be on to something very significant. I will be talking to the president of Klondike sometime in the near future, probably after we get some assays back. While I'm on the topic of sponsors to this show, I should mention that in just a few minutes I'll be talking to Ralph Fitch. He is the president and CEO of Trimetals Mining. And that's another exploration company with a sizable gold resource in eastern Nevada, actually straddles the border between Nevada and Utah. And this is a company that is in quest of a multi-million ounce gold resource, certainly on its way, in my view, to achieving that. Well, I've titled today's show, A Smarter Way to Invest in Gold Stocks. And our guest this week is Frank Holmes of U.S. Global Investors. Michael Oliver is with me, and momentarily will be giving us his comments. And Ralph Fitch, as I mentioned, the CEO of Trimetals, will be with me at about a quarter past the hour. And then Frank Holmes at about half past the hour will join me briefly to mention a new gold ETF that U.S. Global is launching very soon. And I expect Frank will also talk about his latest article this weekend titled Small Cap Mining Stocks, Big Time Opportunity. And as I noted in just a few minutes, Ralph Fitch will be with us. But right now, Michael Oliver is here, I'm glad to say. Thanks, Michael, for being with us again.
Good to be back, Jay.
Always good to have you. And I like to tell our listeners it's OliverMSA.com. OliverMSA.com. Well, in light of the refusal of equities to correct, is there any reason now, Michael, to be bearish? I mean, I'm giving up with this bearish story. I mean, it just keeps on going up and up and up. Not today. A little bit of a correction today. I don't know if you even call it a correction. We haven't had a correction, it seems like, in ages. So isn't the trend our friend here?
Well, yeah, it is. Ever since the upturn in February of 2016, we were bearish coming into that year in January. As soon as it opened, we said sell. It dropped to a rough target area, low 1800s we had defined, S&P we're talking about. And at 1867, we said, watch out, they're going to take your profits away if you're short. We didn't suggest going long. I wish I had, but we did urge covering of short positions. And the market went up and finally made a new high late in the year. And tacked on some good gains, ended up with a 9.5% up year. We sent out a report today that really was super dumb in the sense that it wasn't technical. It was just simply a bar graph chart of S&P's gains last year and S&P gains so far in the first 6 months of this year and gold's gains last year and the first 6 months of this year. You can hardly tell the difference. And yet, admittedly, it was 0.9% less upside in gold last year than was the S&P. S&P is up 9.5%. Gold was up 8.6%. Then this year, first 6 months, S&P is up 9%. Gold's up 8%. Mm-hmm. And yet, if you went to a cocktail party and met a stock market bull, he would be gleeful, enthusiastic. Yeah. It's going forever. And the gold guy would be very nervous, fearful. And why? The difference is trivial. I think The reason is, first of all, our assessment of S&P is that we don't trust this leg up that surpassed the 2015 high by a couple hundred points, by 8-9%. It does not look right on annual momentum. It looks like a failing gasp at an old bull trend. And we have some numbers. I won't get real specific right now, but they come into play after 8 trading days when the next quarter opens, that the S&P, which is now a 2440 area, you don't want to be here. You don't want to be 10 points lower, so you're in trouble if you're long. Our quarterly momentum suggests the market's in big trouble if it doesn't explode between now and the end of the quarter, and we don't think it will. We think it's the jaws of momentum will catch it. On the other hand, when we look at gold's annual momentum, we see, as of February last year, when it broke out by our metrics at 1140 to 1160 price of bullion, it's a fresh annual momentum bull trend. Meaning, from a momentum perspective, forget the price charts. From a momentum perspective, that's fresh for an annual trend. Usually, annual momentum trends last anywhere from 3 to 5 years. So we're 1.5 years, not even 1.5 years into the bull trend for gold. And the other fact is, archivally speaking, about how bull markets begin, and this is true with most markets. In fact, this is true with bear market tops. Usually it's not a straight shot. The straight shot moves in markets usually comes near the end of a bull trend or a bear trend, where mm-hmm. you have the blow-off effect, like maybe tech stocks, some internet stocks are having now, or in the fashion that the S&P bottomed in 2009, where it was straight down. You had an inverse blow-off. So yeah. In the initial stage of a new bull trend, you usually have deep reach-back sell-offs, corrections, that don't go to new lows, but they hurt. And mm-hmm. they feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm on the wrong side. Mm-hmm. But if you got in right, for instance, 1140, 1160 gold in February of last year, and you just gritted your teeth with the full expectation that you're going to get slapped in the face by the market at some point, but not really destroy the overall picture, just it's a big correction to create doubt in the minds of the new longs, who are on the right side, but they don't know it yet. That is almost always the case in new trend emergence. It's not till later in a bull trend that you get the easy ride. And I yeah. think too many gold bulls have expected the easy ride right out of the gate. And it just doesn't happen. It's not mm-hmm. historically true when you go back and look at bull market emergences in stocks or gold or almost any market. It's usually tough. And I think that's what we've seen, and it's tested the souls of the gold bulls.
Right. That would explain, Michael, why the difference in psychology at the cocktail party
you're talking
about.
Yeah, it's the pullback in gold, the guys doubt their position, the validity of it. And mm-hmm. from our perspective, our vantage point of looking at annual momentum, we see a positive situation. The pullbacks, as deep as they were late last year, December, was merely a good in-your-face correction. And it quickly hot-footed back up just short of 1,300, a few weeks ago. In fact, twice. So I would suggest if you go back up to 1290 again, you're going through. It's a triple top, and you will not stop. You'll go through. It'll be a triple top breakout. So roughly speaking, at 1290 zone, you go back up a third time, don't expect to stop.
Okay.
And I tend to expect to do that, go up there.
All right. Well, then let's say we get through 1290 with 1 minute left here, Michael. Where does that take us? What sort of upside do you see?
This year only, and it's based on annual momentum, in the 1440, 1450 area. It doesn't look like the kind of resistance that stops you. It looks like the kind of resistance you hiccup at. But once you get through about 1300, I think even the price chart folks are going to sit back and say, hey, this beast is bullish. Whereas right now I clearly see it on momentum. The price guys are debating whether it's turned up for real or not turned up for real. And I think you get through 1,300, there's going to be a wider consensus that, yeah, it has turned up for real.
All right.
I think that's the reason they
That gives us bulls something to look forward to, Michael. We're out of time. Thank you so much for your help again. Always appreciated. It's OliverMSA.com, folks, OliverMSA. Well, folks, we're going to a commercial break, but don't go away because when we come back, we're going to have Ralph Ralph Fitch with me of Tri-Metals Mining. And so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Auren Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Auren is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
Telson Resources is building a new gold mine in Durango State that is destined to become one of the highest grade gold producers in Mexico. Telson plans to commence production in early 2018 to mine over 1,000 tons per day by the end of the first year. Telson presents an exciting opportunity to investors seeking to position themselves in an exciting and robust new undervalued gold mine opportunity. Telson Resources trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under symbol TSN and on the OTCBB under symbol SOHFF. Tri-Metals Mining is a growth-focused mineral exploration company exploring and developing its near-surface Gold Springs gold-silver project in mining-friendly Nevada and Utah. Tri-Metals has only drilled less than 10% of the gold targets at Gold Springs, and it already has a gold resource with a robust preliminary economic assessment. Tri-Metals believes that with further drilling, there is a significant potential to discover 3 to 5 million ounces of gold at Gold Springs. Tri-Metals shares are listed on the OTCQX and the TSX under symbols TMIAF and TMI respectively, and its website is trimetalsmining.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.